Now we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today here with USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. They have a school board meeting tonight, 6:30 p.m. They'll have an executive session ahead of that at 6:10, and the regular business meeting at 6:30. We're talking with Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board President Carla Hagemeister. And one thing that a lot of folks will be having an eye on, Eric, will be the budget. I know there is a little bit of discussion on budget planning. Don't know a lot yet on that, but the legislature is going to reconvene tomorrow. Do you have any anticipation of what they might decide here for schools?
Yeah, honestly, Brandon, no. I don't have any big insight on what they're going to do outside of budget shortfall or revenue shortfall that we anticipate that we've had this quarter and they expect going into next year. So that could bring some adjustments on our lap at a pretty difficult time because we're into the planning for next year and what we need to do. But we'll deal with it. Unfortunately, we have some good experience at this process, so we'll see what they come up with, and we'll see if the legislature wants to take that on or whether they want to leave it in the hands of Governor Kelly.
Yeah, and it's really frustrating because I know it was just last year they finally get that lawsuit settled as far as school funding, and then you have this pop up. That really poses a lot of challenges.
Yep, yeah, and it throws a lot of plans out of place where, we were on pretty solid ground with a plan moving forward. Now it's all shaky again, and it is what it is. We'll do the best we can with what we get.
All right, well, we'll have that. That'll be discussed here tonight, at least a little bit here with Lou Faust. We also have an item here on reports here, and it's a discussion about curriculum. Eric, it sounds like we're going to have some Native American curriculum discussed here by Paula Haug.
Yep. Dr. Haug is going to kind of talk, and this flows out of the mascot conversation from a couple years back. And one of the things was revamping the Native American curriculum at Manhattan High School specifically. So Dr. Haug is going to report on that. I know she's been doing some good work with Mr. Dorst over at the high school, trying to beef that up and support that level of knowledge for our Native American population and for all students in general to have a good understanding of that.
That's something that I think is very important to you hear it all over the place. But the Native American culture in Kansas is pretty well established here. It's in the name. It's in the county next door, Potawatomi. I mean, you say that all the time, and I don't think a lot of kids understand the importance that they have, the Native American culture has on this region.
Oh, absolutely. You can't live here, or you shouldn't live here without recognizing that. And acknowledging what has been done, and try to move it forward in a positive direction with a good history behind you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be interesting to hear about. I know we have a staff member here who's very interested in Native American cultures, Nick McNamara, so I'm sure he'd be interested to learn more about that. Old business here tonight has to do with construction, a lot of construction footnotes here, and there's a lot going on in the district right now. Carla, we were talking during the break that the Keith Knoll Maintenance Center is just about finished.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. It's shaping up really nicely. Last I heard, it seems like they should be done with the work on that in June. We will be able to do a walkthrough at the end of this week, which I'm excited to see the inside of the building. I drive by the outside on occasion to take a peek at things. So that has moved along really well. College Hill Early Learning Center is really taking shape too. We're excited to see how that's going. And there's lots of other projects that are happening. Lee Elementary, the construction on their parking lot started last week or the week before maybe. The fencing is up and things are dug and things are happening there. Obviously, both middle schools have projects happening between the city gyms and the building additions and changes to the inside of the buildings. So those are really in process and happening. And then obviously we've got Oliver Brown out on the east part of our district. That has benefited greatly from pretty nice weather recently. I think the more we can get done before rain comes, the better.
Yeah, and Eric, can you expand on that a little bit? What all is done over there at the new elementary school?
At the new elementary school?
Yeah.
Basically, most of the stuff underground is finished, and I believe they're pouring the main concrete slab today. If you drive out there, you would see the storm shelter. Walls are up and around, and there's a roof on it. But a lot of the work's underground, the tubing, the electric, the plumbing, everything running underneath, and I believe they've poured all their footings as well. So you can see the outline of the building and the footings all around it. So looking forward to seeing more concrete going out there. Passed a truck on my way into town. I was hoping it was headed to Oliver Brown.
Well, and assuming
every time I pass a construction truck, a cement truck, or any of those on Green Valley Road, I just get a little bit of excitement, thinking, "I hope you're going to our spot."
Yeah, if you go out there, there's a lot of rebar. I mean, they're getting ready to lay down an awful lot of concrete, so all the rebar is laid out, ready to go. You can kind of see it. And on the other side of it, I believe they were working on the road through the neighborhood. That's part of that project as well. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, and, you know, we talked about the two middle school projects, and I drive by Eisenhower every day on my way to work, and boy, that's going up pretty quickly. Erica, I was wondering if you could describe a little bit about how the new extension of Kirkwood will look like and how that's going to benefit Eisenhower.
Oh, that's a great thing. Well, how it looks, if you know, we've got the tree line on the very west side of our property at Eisenhower, and the Kirkwood extension would actually go a little west of there into a different property and then kind of follow that tree line and cross the tree line onto our side and basically would extend Kirkwood down. Our driveway would connect to that road going through. But the true benefit for Eisenhower is buses. Right now our buses, they'll head west out on Walters, and then they have to turn onto Tuttle Creek Boulevard, and a lot of the times that's a left-hand turn onto Tuttle Creek Boulevard into four-lane, 50-mile-an-hour traffic with a bus load of kids is a difficult task, and sometimes our buses will stack up, eight deep, headed out the same way. And what this project is going to allow us to do is to take a right on the new Kirkwood, take a left onto Marlatt, and to get onto a controlled intersection at Marlatt and Tuttle Creek Boulevard. So if we're going left, we'll have a light to protect that turn. And I still look forward to that. It's going to take a lot of pressure off our drivers and much, much more safe than the intersection currently is.
Yeah, certainly. I can't wait for that. Do you anticipate when that is going to begin? I know they had some easements recently.
Yeah, we did the easements at the last meeting. I believe the city approved the funding, so I believe that project should start. It's a city project, so I'm not totally in on it, but I know they have a high priority to get that project finished. The city's been awesome about working to try and get that done. It benefits us greatly.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be that'll be a great project there, and will definitely alleviate some of that dangerous traffic onto Tuttle Creek Boulevard. The College Hill Early Learning Center is going up quickly. I drive past that quite a bit as well. Of course, there's a lot of construction on Kimball. When is that anticipated to be finished? It looks like it may even be slightly ahead of schedule.
It's slightly ahead of schedule, but it wasn't slated to finish before school started in the fall. So it should be done sometime next fall or early fall, I hope. The earlier, the better.
Right.
Okay. I think we were planning on moving into that over winter break next year. They could be pushing a timeline that could push us into some difficult decisions, but also exciting decisions to possibly do that earlier. But I'm not going to commit to that yet.
Okay, very good. Well, we're about out of time here. Again, we remind people that these school board meetings are still happening virtually, and You can participate and view those on their Facebook page for USD 383. Meeting starts at 6:30 tonight for the regular business meeting. They do have an executive session at 6:10 prior to the meeting. Eric, appreciate the time this morning, and Carla, you as well.
Thank you.
Right, thank you, Brandon.
Thank you for having us.
All right, stay tuned. We will continue our conversation on education. We're going to switch gears and talk Manhattan Christian College next with President Kevin Ingram when we return.